This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Goyang. India and Qatar have signed and exchanged two memorandum of understanding in New Delhi today. These MOUs are related to fostering strategic partnership between the two nations and avoidance of double taxes and prevention of physical evasion of taxes on income. The MOUs were exchanged in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Amir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Ahmad Al Thani, after delegation-level talks. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, and other senior officials were present from the Indian side. A high-level delegation including ministers and senior officials of Qatar were also present in the meeting. On the sidelines of the visit of the Amir of Qatar to India, the two nations signed two memorandum of understanding to enhance business and investment collaboration. The MOUs were signed in the presence of Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal and his Qatari counterpart Sheikh Faisal bin Thani bin Faisal Al Thani in New Delhi today. Mr. Goyal said the agreements were exchanged between the Qatari Businessmen Association and the Confederation of Indian Industry, as well as between Invest Qatar and Invest India. Addressing the India-Qatar Business Forum, Mr. Goyal highlighted that India-Qatar future partnership will rest on the pillars of sustainability, technology and entrepreneurship, and energy. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a review meeting in New Delhi on the implementation of new criminal laws in Jammu and Kashmir. Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir Manoj Sinha, Chief Minister Omar Abdullah and senior officials attended the meeting. The implementation and current status of various new provisions related to police, prisons, prosecution and forensics in Jammu and Kashmir were reviewed. The government today released the Digital Brand Identity Manual to bring uniformity across government websites and digital platforms. Minister of State for Electronics and Information Technology Jitin Prasada launched the Digital Brand Identity Manual in New Delhi. On the occasion, Mr. Prasada said India is emerging as an IT superpower under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He expressed confidence that his ambitious initiative will strengthen the country's digital ecosystem and promote technological innovation. Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana has completed 9 years today. Launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2016, the scheme aims to provide financial support to farmers suffering from crop loss and damage arising out of natural calamities. This scheme has played a crucial role in stabilizing farmers' income while promoting the adoption of innovative agricultural practices. After recognizing the success and potential of the scheme, the Union Cabinet had approved the continuation of Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana and restructured the weather-based crop insurance scheme till 2025-26 with a total budget of over 69,515 crore rupees. The Supreme Court has granted interim protection from arrest to YouTuber and podcaster Ranveer Alabhadia in connection with multiple FIRs lodged over his controversial comments on a YouTube show. He had made the comments during a guest appearance on a TV show that sparked a massive uproar. The court's order is subject to his cooperation with the ongoing investigations. The Odisha police have registered a case in connection with the reported suicide of a Nepalese girl student at a private university in Bhubaneswar and have arrested a student from the university in this regard. Nepal's Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has expressed concern over the incident and noted in a social media post that the Nepalese embassy in New Delhi has dispatched two officers to counsel Nepalese students affected by the incident in Odisha. The toppers from prestigious exams like UPSC, IIT, JEE, CBSE and ICSE today shared their success stories in the 8th and final episode of Pariksha Pe Charcha 2025. The board exam toppers said, during the exams, the students cannot retain all the information in their minds, so it is helpful to focus on specific topics that are frequently asked in exams. They also asked the students to revise the previous year's question papers. Our correspondent reports that over the years, Pariksha Pe Charcha has evolved into an opportunity aimed at transforming exam-related stress into positive energy. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.